At Raising Cane's, we hand batter every chicken finger, mix every cane sauce, butter every Texas toast, stir every slaw, and salt every fry. Because when you do it right, you can taste it in every bite. Raising Cane's chicken fingers, one love.
Wake up, Lincoln.
I overslept. Damn rooster didn't crow.
It's time for Early Break. Sponsored by Pinnacle Bank. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I'm wrong, but I'm not.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
If I were a feral cat.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
You get one team. Mine's the Houston Oilers. I'm not the Texans, and I'm not the Titans, so Bill, I'm out.
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Monday. Steve Sipple out today until Wednesday's back Thursday, heading to Milwaukee with the fam. Steve, Jake Swords and Bill Bush with you on Early Break. Hour 2 sponsored by our friends at Pinnacle Bank. Now recall, Bill, we had Doug Gans and Chris Lauer in studio on Friday.
And they're doing something special.
They have a mortgage promotion right now. This is with Chris Lauer, Adam Lindsen, and Marlon Lyon at Pinnacle Bank. And if you now through June 30th of this year, when you apply for a mortgage loan or a home refinance and close with one of those three, you'll be eligible to choose a golf package for Tatanka in northeast Nebraska.
Tatanka.
We both know that place very well. Round of golf for four, cart rentals, and a one-night stay. Or $250 credit towards your closing costs at Pinnacle Bank. That's pretty big.
That's a huge deal. And also, we're thinking about, not thinking about, we're going to do that Jake's going to refi.
Yes.
And we're going to do that live on the air, which will be a lot of fun to see. Jake doing that. And I mean, the I would put this down for your plan is you want to get a tee time maybe mid-morning or something.
Yeah.
Because I think what you want to do is you want to drive up that morning. Then I think you want to play golf, then stay that night at the incredible resort up there.
Ohio.
Yeah. And stay at the resort casino hotel and then enjoy yourself and drive back the next day. But that is a unbelievable package. And all you have to do, and here's the next thing too. Why not? Because it's free consultation also. They're like, oh, let's just talk about it. What can we save? What can we do? Let's get this done. Number again, Jake?
The number is 402-434-3105. Mention the code BREAKERS. Let them know you heard this on the ticket. Pinnacle Bank member FDIC, equal housing lender. Proud sponsor of Hour 2.
Sometimes you do. There's times, Jake, where I know where I waste money. All of a sudden, it's like, what is this on... Why am I getting this taken off my credit card? And it's like, what are we doing here? Same way with your mortgage. Sometimes it's like,
I'm feeling that right now.
Yeah, it's like, hey, why don't we get this redone? Why am I at 7.5% when I could be at 5.2%?
That makes
no sense whatsoever not to be doing that. So
Pinnacle Bank. Okay, before we get to basketball, quick shout out. So during the last segment, somebody came in and delivered pizza. Don't. Yeah. It wasn't just somebody. It was Connor's mom, Jill.
Jill
felt so bad about her son not watching the Olympics,
sleeping through everything,
yesterday.
Not even that. Didn't know there was a game.
That she
wasn't
felt
aware.
She felt obliged for him to get us three breakfast pizzas and some donuts as well via our friends at Casey's.
Yes,
she spent some good money on this.
Casey's
bill.
Is, as we know, that's the breakfast. That's an incredible breakfast.
Oh God!
If you're on the move, nothing is better than Casey's. Really good.
So thank you to Jill, Connor's mom, for covering up for his crime of not watching the hockey game yesterday. Very nice that
she's
listening to the show.
Imagine sitting there, you listen to the show, and all of a sudden she's like, I've got to do something. I have to try to cover for him. And she did. She responded.
I'm looking at the receipt. It says notes. This goes to 93.7, the ticket radio station. So thank you, Jill. We appreciate that. And Farley didn't have any. Terrell Farley's are cleaning, but he says he got a sore throat, so I'm sure we'll get sick now because of that. But he's opted not to have a piece.
I don't think we can get sick. We been in a petri dish. Me and Jake have had it for, so we're fine.
We've been sick
it's like herd immunity. Nothing. Someone tells me they're sick, I don't even flinch. They can drive in the car with me. I don't care.
I have a 2-year-old. They're sick all the time. Yeah. So it's just how it is right now.
But thank you.
Thank you to Jill, Connor's mom.
Jill, that was remarkable. And she is a preschool. Is that correct, Connor? Am I right on that? She's a preschool teacher in Crete.
Wow.
So everyone in Crete starts out their life and their education ahead of everyone else because of Jill. They're just ahead. That's why Crete's got things
it's
going.
It's pretty important.
Jill's the one who does it. So if you want to also, if you want to try to make your, you know, program better, I'd reach out to Jill. I would reach
out
to her.
Probably help advise you.
Help advise on that, yes.
Very nice. Thank you, Jill. 464-5685, call or text the show as always. Bill, you did mention on Saturday the game, Nebraska beats Penn State 87-64. It was a yawner, which I think was good for this program. They needed to have a stress-free win. Again, you got to play well to get stress-free. Price Sanford, 8 threes in the game for Nebraska. They made 14 of 35 overall. Penn State is simply terrible. That does help matters also.
Does help, but still, but also they were terrible because Nebraska made them look terrible.
100%.
They made them look terrible. So because sometimes you play terrible, a terrible team, and then all of a sudden it's like a 66-60 win, and then you just kind of, you know, you slosh around, and it's just not good. Nope, they did what they were supposed to do in this game, and that was good. And there's always this time, you always feel it's like sometimes losses are good. And that at Iowa, that wasn't good.
No.
We said we got suffocated, and that was probably one of the best things that maybe happened, because what you don't want to have happen is you don't want to have that suffocation game without being able to have a great plan how to get out of it. First round of the tournament, of the Big Ten tournament, or first round of the NCAA tournament. That's not the time when you go, now let's, if you're going to have one of those games, have it during the season, because, man, they're everywhere. A couple, what is it, a week ago, 10 days ago, Kansas beats Texas Tech, right? Wasn't it Texas Tech?
I think you're right.
Arizona, my fault.
Arizona. Texas Tech beat Arizona. Kansas, you're right.
Kansas beat Arizona at home without Peterson.
And then
they lost by 16 to an unranked Cincinnati team at home.
And he played.
So, I mean, things happen. I mean, so that for Kansas, that'll probably be one of those moments
how do you determine how
our season ends based off of this game. And I think that Iowa game was a lot the same way.
I want to walk you back before the game, Bill, Saturday. I did see our friend Rick Frager.
The Frager. And then his wife's name is?
Gene. Oh, so never, ever forget that again.
Gene, thank you.
That sneer I got, I can never forget it.
You got sneered at.
Oh, I got a big sneer.
Yeah, how about that?
But
was there still an embrace after that?
Oh, yeah, we hugged. She laughed it off. I'll never forget it again. Anyways, now, Rick did a great job if he knew. He did not let me know that Braden was going to start this game. So, Barrett Gabe Buchtenshaw, if you look at the lineups, not in the lineup, whereas yet, he was puking. Just not ill, not injury, it was the flu bug again going through Nebraska. Hope that clears out because it's been a month plus of that.
Actually, what they should do is get everybody in the same room as him.
Get sick now.
Get sick now, yes.
Braden Frager fills in as a starter against, gets two fouls, which hurt him in the first half in terms of minutes, but he was great. 5 of 10 overall, 4 of 8 on threes, 15 points, 6 rebounds. He's been criticized a little bit for a rebounding effort the last couple games. You couldn't do that yesterday on Saturday. He was an animal on the glass.
Which again gets back to having there was coaching to be done in rebound world for everybody, right? So probably one of the best things that happened was having some of those moments to be like, if we don't fix this, we have no chance. And they looked like a team that did a lot of fixing.
Here is Fred Hoiberg after the game on wanting fearless Braden Frager back. Here is Fred Hoiberg post-game Saturday.
Met with him yesterday afternoon, and I just told him, I said, I need that fearless Frager back. And I thought he went out and made – he's going to start making shots. He hit a couple for us today. But I need, you know, a guy to go get extra possessions for us and rebounds and playing with a swagger. And I thought he got back to that today. So that's huge. Obviously, we need his production. And, you know, for him to go out and play the way he did after having a week and a half of struggles, a lot of that, I think, was due to the injury. He told me yesterday that was the best he had felt in a practice in a long time since he got injured. So, you know, I thought that part of it is physically – he's feeling a lot better, and it was good to see that carry over to the floor.
If you look back at the games when Nebraska goes to Northwestern and pounds them, when they beat Oregon by 35 in Lincoln, it was the combination of Price and Frager. Those guys made seven threes apiece against Oregon. When he's shooting like that, this team is very tough to beat. And you missed Braden making shots against Iowa, and again, you lose by 5. If he simply is just a little bit better that game, you might beat Iowa, but. Again, that loss doesn't kill you. It doesn't hurt you. It's just, you know, it's something, like you said, you can grow from. And if he plays like this the rest of the season, then Nebraska is going to start trending again the right direction for the season.
And everything's adding up for the right direction, too. I mean, obviously, it's a it's a tough haul, but I would still rather play UCLA than I would Michigan. I'd rather play UCLA than I would Illinois again, than I would Purdue. So probably even Michigan State. I'd say Wisconsin. You wouldn't want to play Wisconsin right now a lot. You wouldn't be real fired up on that game, I drew a blank on that one. How did that game turn out?
They beat Iowa by, I think, 11 last night.
They were up by 5 when I quit watching or quit paying attention.
Get the final score. I think they won by 10.
But anyway, Wisconsin, as we know, is playing very good. So, yes, UCLA is a good team, but it's not. They're somewhere in that 7-8 hole as far as the conference is. So it's not. I mean, they were down by 23 to Illinois,
and then won.
I don't know how they won. I really don't. It was unbelievable. They had some things happen that went.
Illinois
their way.
Is they put up 90 plus points and lost the game. They've been playing all year incredible offense. Their defense has been hit or miss, and obviously it started missing in the second part of the first half against UCLA, but. That's a stunning loss for Brad Underwood and company to blow that on the road. Again, never easy to win the road, but that was stunning. But for Nebraska, in terms of now, there's a situation we won't know about probably more until today or tomorrow. But
yeah, walk us through this.
Late in the game, we already knew that Burke was out with the flu. Jamarcus Lawrence appeared to have tweaked his ankle. It's been the year of ankles for Braden Frager, Leo Curtis, who did play for the first time in a couple of games.
If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door. No insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. forhers.com/women. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
On Saturday, Jamarcus tweaked his ankle late in the game. I have been told it's not major by any means. He could play against Maryland, potentially. Been told that. Sources.
Sources. Now we'll see. Someone's from the inside. Now is this Robin? Are you talking to Robin on the side?
It's not Robin. Now they might hold him off just to make sure he's healthy for the rest of the season. And again,
is Steve Sippel texting you things that I don't know about?
Nope. No, he's not. Okay. But maybe I'm wrong. Maybe get bad intel. I was told it's not a major, major deal for Jamarcus Lawrence. And of course, Bearke, hopefully he's back Wednesday after the flu. But we know Rick Mass missed a couple games with the flu. Michigan game didn't play. Yeah. And then he came back too early, didn't play well against Illinois. So who knows how soon he recovers, but Maryland's not a good basketball team, but they do have some bigs that you have to be able to defend down low. Or Penn State doesn't have that.
And weird
talent.
Stuff happens. Like I said, no one thought there was any chance that Cincinnati could beat Kansas at home, and they kind of ran them off the court. So weird stuff happens everywhere. So you never want to take anything lightly. But like I said, Nebraska will be in good shape. My question was, when they showed the injury, as I'm watching it like that, and this came up during Stepfather's Day,
okay,
is that he grabbed his knee, but it was an ankle.
Sounds like it's an ankle.
Yeah, but it was odd because he grabbed his knee, and that was I was happy to hear that it's an ankle.
And Fred, I don't have it, but Fred did say in post game it was ankle, okay. And it's hasn't swelled up a ton, so that's why I thought the same thing. He he held his knee. I'm like, oh God, please don't be an Achilles or something here. Or be an ACL, excuse me. You don't want that.
Don't be an Achilles. He grabbed his knees. It might be his Achilles.
I get those mixed up once in a while, Bill. Achilles, they're all both on the leg.
They're not even close.
Be an ACL.
They're not even close to each other.
Don't be an ACL or something like that. And it doesn't appear to be. We have not even mentioned yet. I feel bad. But this is because we just take him for granted. Sam Hojbjerg.
Oh.
11 points, 10 assists. Double-double for Sam. Yeah. No big deal. No big whoop.
How many steals?
Two steals. Not as big a deal.
Not as big.
But still.
Yeah.
Five rebounds.
All over the place. 10 assists.
It's just does what he does. And it's just, he is a menace offensively, defensively. And it took me this, I mentioned Frager, I mentioned Sanford, I mentioned Jamarcus. The guy goes for double-double, we just mentioned him right now, because he's so reliable and consistent. And we just now, sadly, have taken that for granted, which you never should ever do. But Sam Hojbjerg, well done once again, a remarkable game. And he just continues this dream season for himself also.
As the year was starting, did we ever say that, hey, there's a chance that Sam might be an all-conference point guard?
No,
we never said that.
At me if I
we
said
liked
that.
Him, but we never thought, I mean, it's a whole nother level of how he's playing. He has just, a couple things. It's like, I know he has great basketball like you, but his ability to process, which means he's just played so much basketball, and he can make plays just off, and he makes some passes and some different things on his drive to the hoops and kicking it out. That's really, really incredible. And so he processes at a high rate.
There was another story. I think with the sickness to Berke, we have said on this show many times, again, you cannot really rely on a 7-man rotation to get this thing across the line and get you to where you want to be. And Jared Garcia has been missing for the last couple of games. Now, a good chance to play against a bad team with Berke out. Let's get some minutes. Garcia played almost 19 minutes this game, Bill. He got in this first half, played a lot in both halves, 7 rebounds, 4 points. He only attempted 1-3. I think he's been pulled because
seven rebounds. So that
he was good on the boards.
We're not trying to get him in to score. No, we need rebounds.
We have pointed out. We point out Purdue way out rebounded you. Illinois, same thing. He's not an outstanding rebounder, but he's something. He's size. Like, you got to give him a chance down there. And it was nice to see him. I thought he looked like he wanted to be, his head was in the game. Sometimes I'm not sure I feel like he's already always there. He was in the game mentally Saturday.
And that the bench play is hard, because sometimes, like I said, all of a sudden you just get called into something. He obviously knew during warmups or pregame, it's like, hey, Berke's out. So that's going to right away. The conversation, I guarantee you, was had about, hey, your numbers – early, you're going to go in, and what was he in within the first six, seven minutes?
Early
in the game.
Yep.
So what a difference! So that was a big point of emphasis, and that the best I was ever around was Ed Ogeron. Ed Ogeron would always tell us that we'd have a staff meeting the day of the game, and we'd talk about rotation, who was going to play, and he was always big on. He's like, guys, get your players in the game that are going to play. You're going to count on. You can't be sitting there in the middle of the third quarter and be like, okay, let's go. So he's like, big team was get your guys in the game early, even if it's just for a series, a few minutes, whatever it is. And then he'd also repeat with be like, until we're in the red zone, which he means defensively, there's no substitution in the red zone. I don't want to see why our best player might not be in the game at that point in time. But he was magical being like, get him in. So you have your rotation. So if a player knows that he's going in, like Garcia probably knew during warmups, I'm going to be in the game in the first 5 minutes. Your whole life's different. So sometimes just getting him in there for a few minutes is a big plus. So that obviously played out well for him. It was a great point that I learned from a great football coach.
One more quote here. We mentioned Berke was out. Here's Fred Hojbjerg postgame on why he was the scratch.
Berke, he was a late scratch. He actually didn't practice 2 days ago. Had something very similar to what Rink had with his stomach. And then yesterday he came in and he felt completely fine, was at our shoot around in our film session this morning. And right before his warm up at about 60 on the clock, he had to go back into the bathroom and started throwing up again. So he was a late scratch, obviously, and told Braden he was going to get the opportunity to go out there and start, and told everybody else, be ready when your name's called.
You know what? That further confirms to me, Bill, that Rick Frager did not have any idea that Braden would be starting, because I saw him at noon at the end zone. He says 60 minutes before the game, that's when he said he didn't know. And Rick was not there.
Oh, I wonder if Brandon so he didn't text know. Him. Wonder if you text him as he was leaving the end. What if you and
Dad, I'm starting today.
What if you're leaving the end zone with the fragrant, all of a sudden he gives you the look, shows you the phone.
Look, man, who's starting today.
Check this out, Jake. That'd be awesome. And his wife's name is?
Jean. We'll never forget that. Ever. Yes. Don't ever let me forget that. Sneer was not good.
Did you see the Jacobsons?
Did not. Brad was not there. Yeah. Maybe he was, I did not see him. Did see the gentleman from the game who got kicked out at the Oklahoma. Forget his name also, but he had the I'm full mast, you know, t-shirt.
Had it on again?
Oh yeah. Every game.
Nice.
It's, you know, I have my same jacket, he has his same shirt. Like there's staple, you know,
there's certain things,
we're very superstitious with the way the season has gone.
Connor's trying to tell us something. I don't know what he's talking about.
Kurt, yes, thank you. Kurt Molly is his name, not Bailey. Kurt Molly from Wahoo. Gotcha. I did see him before. Okay. Thank you, Connor. So Nebraska wins 87-64. They are now 12-4 in conference play, 23-4 overall. Remarkable season. And they were number 11 in the initial seeding in terms of that came out before the game Saturday, to where Nebraska is in the top 16 of the rankings. So number 11, it should move up with Kansas's loss to Cincinnati. Iowa State lost to BYU also.
Prediction right now, Jake, that selection Sunday. Where's Nebraska?
Well, I mean, it's just there's not much that can happen.
But what seed?
Oh, what seed? Right now, there'd be a 3. I think they will. I'm going to go with the 4.
I think they're a 4 seed, too. I just think when it's all said, because there's going to be something else, whatever. I think they're a 4 seed.
A 4 seed's awesome.
Which a 4 seed would, like I said, and they could still be a 4 seed with winning out. Not in the tournament. If they win out in the tournament, they'll be, you know, there is a clear path to a 2 seed. There's a clear
100%.
Path. There's a clear path to a 1 seed.
They could be a 1.
They could be a 1.
If they win out
and win the Big Ten tournament, they're a 1. Beat Michigan in the finals, they're a 1 seed.
Absolutely. No questions asked.
So you have a 1 to 2 seed on the table and with a great ceiling and with where they can end up at.
Huskers host Maryland 6 p.m. on Wednesday. I will be there with Jeff Pippett from Pinnacle Bank inviting me to go to the game.
Are you back in the booth?
No. These are some pretty good seats, though.
Wow. Interesting. Brian Morrow was not there, and Brian Morrow went through it was interesting. He said, so he had to go to Kansas City for some pious basketball, so he had to turn over his key to open Pinnacle Bank up.
To who?
What's that?
Did Doug Gantz do it?
No, Koontz.
Oh, okay. Koontzman, sorry. Scott Koontzman.
Yeah, Scott got the key.
He did that.
Scott got the big job. So Scott had to be there like at 8 a.m. to open everything up, man. to let Valentino's in and all those people in.
Runza.
Everybody. So he was the one.
Come on in, guys.
Doors are open. So he opened up the doors.
The beer vendors.
And then he had to get the key. I guess it comes like in a briefcase.
I'm sure
the key is. And like, it's like.
How big is it?
It's a bigger key. Big it's not key. A normal key.
Yeah.
And then it's carried. It is handcuffed to your wrist.
So
Scott had to travel with that handcuff to let everybody in. But I think we all know that everyone, the concession stands were open. And it was because of what happened at Pinnacle Bank and Brian Morrow getting that arranged. Thank you.
That's how we do things. That's how we do it. Before we get to break, though, Bill, the 3 words you don't want to hear when it comes to IT are what?
I've been hacked.
Don't be hacked.
Don't be.
Our friends at Applied Connective Technologies can avoid you being hacked. They can help you avoid being hacked, Bill. They can help you.
If the end zone gets hacked, they're not going to be able to open up that cooler.
I know. The cooler beer.
There you go.
We don't want that to happen.
Imagine that. Yeah.
You want someone to help manage your IT and everything? Please, would you give them a call? Free consultation available.
Free, guys.
At AppliedConnective.com. They're in all 93 counties of the state with a
99.8% retention. 99.8% retention rate. Think about that.
It's almost 100%.
Pretty darn close.
It's pretty
good. And the only person that didn't retire that because they just shut down.
They did.
They just said, we're out of business.
Retired.
They retired. So that was the only reason. So think about that.
Shut it down. When we come back, Michigan had an L on Saturday, Bill. Give you an update on that as well as an update from this weekend in Husker baseball next, an early break on the ticket.